Well, first of all, I'm the director of the quilt show, but I'm also a certified quilt judge. I still travel to different conferences and do some teaching in the quilt world, and now in the Zentangle world, because I'm also a certified Zentangle teacher now.
What does that mean?
Zentangle is a drawing method that anyone can do, and it's easy. It's a method where you draw spaces. We call it a string. We work on 3.5-inch squares, and you divide that space with a string, divide it into sections, and then you fill it in with different designs that are broken down into very simple shapes. So you might have a circle and a series of straight lines. You might have an arc that you repeat and turn it and go different directions. It's a drawing method that's very therapeutic. I don't know if you know anything about mindfulness, but they're using it in testing in different medical situations where people, for instance, might be having chemotherapy. They use it with them as a way to distract their mind from the treatments they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And you really do have to focus, and so they use it with patients with ADHD where they need to try to focus better. It's really exciting, and it's one of those things that takes a pen and a pencil and a small piece of watercolor paper tile, and you can put it all in one little pouch and carry it with you anywhere. So it's very portable.
Taking you away from the pressing business of the day.
Well, yes, and actually, not too long ago, there was a magazine article in one of our meeting planning magazines, that being an event planner was the sixth most stressful occupation that you could have, and that comes after, you know, firemen and policemen and all of those. I mean, part of it is you just do have to juggle a lot of hats. And so being organized is the first thing. You know, years ago, I started developing this chart that was from the first day we set foot on the property for an event until we leave that property and everything that has to happen. And when I first started, it has lots of red ink on it, red font, because I take last year's, and if there's stuff I know that needs to change and we don't have the answers yet, I leave it red and we don't turn it black until we know the answer. Anyway, we affectionately call that Bonnie's latest version of the truth, because it changes from the beginning until we're ready to go to the show. But it really is sort of like a capsule of what has to happen to make the show happen.
Tell me about this year's show.
So this year's show, you know, of course, some of the things that I do is I book the special exhibits that we have. And this year we have a couple really nice international exhibits. One is from Australia, and it's called Beneath the Southern Sky, and it was curated by Brenda Gale Smith, who is from Australia. It has quilts, though, from four continents, from the United Kingdom, the United States, from Australia, and New Zealand. And Brenda will be here at the show this year. We're bringing her over to teach, and she'll be doing a lecture about that particular exhibit. But each of the quilts had to, in some way, represent the theme of Beneath the Southern Sky. And so they're everything. They're from, you know, where you got some water shots. There's one that is a magnificent white feather on a blue background that's just beautiful. And so everybody sort of put their own theme into that. So that's the first international one. The second one is last year we started working with the Tent Makers of Cairo in Egypt. And Jenny Bowker, who is an Australian, was over in Egypt with her husband, who was the ambassador from Australia to Egypt. She had taken some of their work to England and Spain and France. And when I finally tracked down who was doing that, I finally made contact with Jenny. And my question to her is, we'd love to have some of these works here in the U.S. at our AQS shows. And so she said, oh, I've been looking for somebody in the U.S. that would be willing to do this. Well, and so we brought two of the men over to our Grand Rapids show last summer. And to do that, we had to help them get visas for a cultural type exhibit or a visa. And then when they got their visas, they said it was going to be good for 5 years. And so I said, oh, well then we need to make sure that we have access to them for several years here so that we can bring them to multiple shows. And so we signed an agreement with all 18 shops of the tent makers to be their exclusive representative here in the United States for both the exhibition and the sale of their work. We just had them at Lancaster last month, and now they'll be here in Paducah. And so these men will be here to demonstrate how they applique, which is so totally different from what we do. They wield a needle that's about, 3 inches long, and then they use this big, 12 or 14-inch pair of scissors. If we were clipping some fabric where we wanted it to turn smoothly, we would clip along that with the tips of our little 4-inch scissors. They take these great big scissors and just grab them down near the tip and clip just like we would use them if we were using a clipper. And it's amazing to watch them work. I mean, it really was a needle art that was dying out, because once the people started reproducing their designs in printed fabric, their livelihood was really drying up. They now have added some more stitchers to their shops, and so they know then that they're going to have a fairly steady income of work coming in when we're coming over there twice a year to be able to buy new pieces.
Don't you think it's just extraordinary that this initiative out of Paducah, Kentucky, is crossing the waters and helping these people? And I'm impressed with looking at pictures of you, say, with Her Imperial Highness Princess
from Japan.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, Bonnie, you get around.
You know, I have a sister 2 years younger than me, and she always says, who would have thought this little girl from Muscatine, Iowa, would ever get to do all of the things that you've gotten to do through quilting? And, I mean, who could have dreamt all this, really? I mean, I've been to Turkey at the invitation of the Minister of Culture, where they did a quilt show that was financed by their government. I've been to Japan 3 times, Canada, Switzerland, Indonesia, and, of course, Egypt. And, of course, when I went over there to choose the pieces that we sold in Lancaster, and now we have 100 more new pieces here for Paducah. It was an amazing trip. You know, I think just seeing, number one, the cultural differences. You know, for instance, there aren't very many women that are doing this applique stitching because they don't put men and women in the same room together. Now, we would just think that was so foreign to us. It's like, well, so what's the big deal, right? For them, it's a very religious and sacred thing that they don't do that. Now, there are some sisters of some of the stitchers who are starting to do some stitching, and I think we bought 2 or 3 pieces that were made by women when we were there. I mean, it was an amazing trip.
For this year's show, you've got the Australian and the Egyptian. Describe what the show looks like.
Certainly, we always like to treat the quilts like the pieces of art that they are. And so every quilt hangs on a black drape. So it really looks like the quilt is floating on this back black curtain. They're separated by categories. So if you were to come into the Expo Center, you're going to see all of the bed-size quilts and the large wall quilts. And the winners will also be separated out. And you're going to see some of the best quilts being made in the world today. I believe we had quilts from 46 states and 11 countries.
Amazing.
Which is very typical for our show. We always have a lot of international entries. And they come from the Netherlands and Germany and Switzerland and Spain and Japan and Canada and Australia and New Zealand. South Korea is one of the countries that we've been getting more. The Japanese Handicraft Guild that teaches quilting teachers has been going to South Korea now to teach some of the people over there to be teachers. And so we're beginning to see the effects of that now by seeing quite a few entries from Korea.
And there will be thousands of visitors from around the country and the world as well.
And you know what? In any given hallway, you could probably hear 3 or 4 languages being used for people to communicate. When we stitch with a needle and thread, there is no language barrier. we all appreciate the technical aspects and the beauty of the quilts. And so for that, it doesn't make any difference where you come from.
The last show I attended, there was a huge hall with people selling sewing stuff and demonstrations going on. I mean, it was just people showing people how to do things and tools with which to work. It was pretty exciting in its own right.
Well, you know, there are really three major aspects to our show. Number one is the quilts, and everybody comes to see the quilts. And then the second part of our event is the merchant mall. And we have merchants, really, again, from all over the world. We have some that come in from other countries and a lot from all across the United States. And they will have every kind of product you can imagine. If you're in the mood to buy a new sewing machine, this is the place to come, because every major manufacturer will be here and be represented. And you can sit down at those sewing machines and talk about how you would be using a sewing machine. You know, I think a lot of times people think we have to buy the top of the line of everything. And I think when you really sit down and work on a sewing machine, you might find that instead of that $12,000 top of the line machine, that this one that is $3,000 or $4,000 does everything that you need to do. And the way to find that out is to sit down and sew on them. And of course, now we have the long arm machines too. Now the difference between a home machine and a long arm machine is the home machine is that the head of the machine stays stationary and you move the fabric. On the long arm machine, the fabric is stationary and you move the head of the machine. And it really is two different skills. You know, I usually go around to all those machines and write Bonnie was here on all of those booths to test out the machines, because you can kind of get a feel for how smooth it operates. Is it noisy? Do you like the stitches? And you can do that by just doing something that's real simple, just like that. And the third part of what we do is our educational program, and we hire about 45 teachers at our show here in Paducah, and there are well over 100 classes that you can take, and they're everything from traditional piecing to modern piecing to painting on your quilts, using software to design your quilts. Whatever is going on in the quilt world, we try to make sure that we have teachers who are up to date on the very latest things for you to be able to learn it.
Well, Bonnie, I appreciate your taking a bit of time to speak with me, and hallelujah to the quilt show. 29 years and counting, huh?
Yes, next year we'll celebrate our 30th anniversary. And boy, you just look forward to some of the fun things we're going to plan for next year, too.
Excellent. Thank you, Bonnie.
All right. Thank you.